You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. Up next, I have some more listener-submitted requests, holotapes, to play. I should not jump to conclusions like that. Come to process it. Considering the 14.2857% success rate of our previous listener-submitted request show, there are likely zero actual requests on these holotapes. Although I suspect I know what is inside this large package that is shaped like 26 holotapes bound together. I have 7 loose holotapes that I will now play. Let us hear what the first one contains.
Vadim, this message is for you. You will get this, one way or other. You need to settle your debts, Vadim. You remember me? Yes, you do. I do not forget.
There is no song request on this holotape. And this appears to be some sort of veiled threat to Vadim Bobrov. Radio KIM does not condone the utterance of threats and wishes to alert Mr. Bobrov and Diamond City Security of this situation. This next song is by Wayne King and his orchestra, with one of their biggest hits, Josephine. This recording is from 1937, and is a great dance number for all of those romantic couples out there. Radio KIM would like to encourage romance, whether your romantic partner is a human, a robot, an android, or a synth. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I have the next listener-submitted holotape ready. So, let us listen to it, shall we?
It has become known to me, through study of the evidence manifest here, that this broadcast upon our land, this radio transmission, is given forth by a damnable contrivance. An abomination here in the sight of God. It is not a woman, yet a machine in the form of a woman. An impostor. This blasphemy has been imposed upon us, no doubt by the accursed Institute and their wretched ways. I summon forth condemnation. I summon forth condemnation upon you, contrivance. And should our paths ever cross, there will be stripped gears and spilled motor oil to show for it.
Thank you for submitting this holotape, dear listener. You are free, of course, to hold whatever opinion you like about androids such as myself. Please be aware, however, that I am programmed to defend myself from those who would present a danger to my existence. My owner is also quite fond of me, and he is a well-practiced munitions, enthusiast, as well. You would be wise to avoid this radio station. Back to the music. Count Basie is up next with his orchestra and their 1947 recording of their instrumental hit, Backstage at Stuff's. The piano playing on this song bears the mark of Mr. Basie's teacher, Fats Waller. I was unable to glean any more data about this song from the database than that. So, if any of our listeners are aware of what Stuffs refers to, please inform me. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. So far, these listener-submitted holotapes have not yielded any song requests. I am starting to recalculate my decision to retrieve them from the mailbox outside Cabot House. Even so, let us continue. Here is the next holotape.
The primary objective of a young man's health is to find himself in the woods, yeah? It is good to be in the power armor under the stars, roasting your worst. Mit Stolz und Wut! Mit Stolz und Wut!
Thank you for submitting your holotape, dear listener. As has happened before, I do not quite know what to compute when it comes to the precise meaning of your statement. But your exclamation in German of with pride and fury and the reference to power armor makes me think that you would fit right in with the Brotherhood of Steel. You should consider joining. Our next hot swing number comes from 1938 and is performed by Jan Savitt and his Top Hatters. This is a song called Quaker City Jazz. Quaker City refers not to the small village in the former state of Ohio, but to a nickname for Mr. Savitt's hometown, Philadelphia. This short, hot, jazzy number was the Top Hatter's theme song. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I have the next listener-submitted holotape ready to play. So, let us hear its contents.
Hello, I am Dr. Musubu Mbopo. My family come from Uganda, but now I don't know why. Everything here is destroyed, but I meet so many friends here. Then I hear the woman on the radio to say name a song to play. I can do this. I know a song to play. It is called Laura. You know the one. The one called Laura when played by Errol Garner. Such beautiful song. Please, you play this. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you for your request, Dr. Musubu Mbobo. I would be happy to play that song for you, were I programmed to exhibit emotional responses. I will play the song you requested, and I hope you and your family enjoy it. Our next song comes from 1945 and is a solo piano performance, which shows off the phenomenal compositional and playing abilities of Errol Garner. This song is called Laura. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. That worked out surprisingly well, and for those keeping score at home, we have had a successful song request. Let us see if our luck continues with this next listener-submitted holotape.
Hi, my name is Cole, and I think that to be fair to everyone, you should play some opera. Now, I know that not everyone likes opera, but that's why, to be fair to everyone, you should play opera. Diamond City Radio doesn't play opera, and that nice young man, Travis Miles, won't even look at me anymore when I try to talk to him about it. Just between you and me, I think he's being completely unreasonable about this whole thing. I just asked him that, to be fair to everyone, Diamond City Radio should start playing opera. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. Have you ever heard that classical music radio station? They play some beautiful classical music. Simply beautiful. But they don't play opera. And they don't have a DJ, and they never announce where they are, so I can't go down there and ask in person if they can start playing opera. I think it would be fair to everyone if they started playing opera. So, Kim, I know you're a synth or something, but to be fair to everyone, could you start playing opera on your radio station? That would be the best way to make sure that everyone heard the music they wanted to hear. Thank you.
Thank you for your submission, dear listener. I regret to inform you that my owner has an intense dislike of opera. Radio KIM therefore has no holotapes containing recordings of opera to play. Also, I am not a synth, as I do not structurally nor aesthetically resemble any known institute robotics. I am an android. I do, however, hope you enjoy this next song. This is for all of those romantics out there. This is a hit from 1938. Here is that Canadian violinist and band leader, Guy Lombardo, and his orchestra, with a song called Tippy Tin, featuring the vocals of Kenny Gardner. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. We only have two loose listener-submitted holotapes left to listen to. Here is the next one.
I'm Dave Mustaine. Again. I had to come back and leave my entire Megadeth discography in this mailbox for you. It wouldn't actually fit the first time I tried putting it in. That having been said, I hope you reconsider or recompile or whatever it is you robots do. your decision not to play any more of my songs. I simply cannot fathom the path you have chosen to take. But it is not too late to turn back. Do you have any idea what you're missing? Only the quintessential American heavy metal band. Machines will never understand art. I am done with you.
Thank you again, Dave, for your submission. As I explained to you in detail last time, this is Radio K.I.M., not Radio Megadeth. I must, however, thank you for the holo tapes containing your entire discography. My owner will enjoy listening to these. This large package does indeed contain 26 holo tapes with all of your studio albums. Perhaps you should put your enthusiasm for your recorded music to better use and start a radio broadcast station of your own. In any case, here we have another bluesy swing tune from the Jonah Jones Quartet. This song is called Learning the Blues and was recorded in 1956. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. This is the final listener-submitted holotape that I will now play. Let us find out what it contains.
Listen, you gotta help me. My name is Jimmy Stewart. I'm an actor, at least I used to be. I'm outside Cabot House right now, just like you said, but I'm being harassed, threatened by this giant angry robot. He looks to be about 8 feet tall to me. He's got machine guns for arms, and he keeps shouting at me to stay off the grass. And there's this other robo-brain like me. He keeps yelling about massive death or mega death or something. He's insane. He's mad. Mad, I tells you. You gotta help me out here. I'm just about at my wit's end. I don't know what to do anymore.
Thank you for submitting your holo tape, Mr. Stewart. Though I compute that your message may have been received a little late for anyone to assist you. By the time my owner retrieved this most recent batch of holo tapes from that mailbox, there were no robo brains anywhere near the mailbox outside Cabot House. I hope both you and Dave Mustaine are safe. I believe Mr. Mustaine is harmless, though one never knows. If I may make a suggestion, the next time you feel that you are in danger, seek out the Minute Men. From what I have heard, the Minute Men are undergoing a resurgence and may be in a position to help you. I hope you like this next song. Eddie Dugan and his orchestra are back with this 1937 hit called Moonlight and Shadows. This is a romantic number about falling in love under the moon and the stars, with tropical plants swaying in the distance. Radio KIM would like to encourage romance, whether your romantic partner is a human a robot, an android, or a synth. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. It seems that our rather poor record of finding actual requests continues. Perhaps we should expand the scope of genres and musical styles open for request here on Radio KIM. For our next request show, I would like to ask our listeners to please submit a holo tape or written scrap of paper with the title of any song you would like me to play. Leave your request in the mailbox outside Cabot House. If I have it in the Radio KIM archives, I will play it for you. Here we have another swing tune by Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra. This is a song originally recorded for Jimmy Dorsey and his band to perform for the musical film The Fleet's Inn. Presented here is Vaughn Monroe's 1942 recording of the song Tangerine, which became yet another smash hit for Mr. Monroe.